Hello, and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. What's the good word? This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Now, before I head to what topic I have in store for you all today, I just want to do a little bit of housekeeping. And I want to let you know that if you want to be a guest on our show, feel free to either give us a call at 888-416-7752 or simply send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. Let us know that you want to be a guest. Let us know what you want to talk about, and we will put you on the schedule. Also, if you want to, if there's a particular topic that you are struggling with, or you're out there getting things done with all of the suggestions that we give you from a digital marketing standpoint, and you're not getting the results that you were hoping for, also, give us a call at 888-416-7752 or send us an email, info@lbmsllc.com, and we will make sure that we make that a topic of in one of our episodes. Now, last housekeeping topic before we get to today's episode content. If you have been thinking about starting a podcast, that's where something like Buzzsprout can help you. Buzzsprout is by far the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. In fact, they have already helped over 100,000 people successfully launch and promote their podcast. They will ensure that your podcast is distributed to every major podcasting platform like Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few. Not to mention, they will even provide a great-looking podcast website with awesome audio players that can easily be embedded into your own website. To start your own podcast and receive a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes, and this will help Buzzsprout know that we sent you and will support the show. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast. All right, folks, let's get to today's content, topic of conversation, if you will. And today's title is called 7 Tips for Pivoting Your Marketing Strategy During COVID-19. And the reason I decided to make this episode this morning is because I recently attended a webinar. Well, it wasn't a webinar. It was a Zoom meeting turned into a webinar, but it was a Zoom meeting, and it was quite informative. And I was asked this question a few times, and with some, you know, some pointed questions as to, you know, what are some, from a digital marketing standpoint, what would you do from a marketing standpoint in general, you know, to pivot, or how do we adjust to this new normal doing business, if you will. So I gave out a few tips, and I got a good feedback from it. So I wanted to share it on my show to see if I can help other people with this as well, because it was so it was so vastly asked. So I figured a lot of other people may be asking the same things, although I've had other episodes talking about this before, but never specific steps. So I want to give you, or tips, if you will. So I'm going to give you those 7 tips that I've seen help. So, you know, if you think about it, right, you probably had a marketing plan, you know, and you were all set for Q2. And then March hit, right? And this whole thing, you know, turned everything upside down, you know, and you probably asked yourself, where do I go from here? So, you know, if you think about it, the pandemic is not going to go away overnight. Let's be honest. I mean, we're in August, and depending on where you are, obviously, I mean, I'm in New Jersey, and it's the whole, this region, you know, we're being very cautious. Our governor's being very cautious and opening things up too crazily. So, you know, it's a slow thing. So it's not going to be overnight. So, you know, how are we going to pick up and leave where we left off? It's not going to, you know, what is that going to be like? So you got to live life as we are now. So I always tell people, the number one thing that you have to do, and this came up so often, is that we want to manage expectations. That is the number one thing that we want to do during this pandemic. You know, we've all received at least a dozen emails from companies that we've done business with, updating with their, you know, COVID-19 response. They're updating their websites, if you will, with their COVID-19 response. I'm sure you've done that. I'm sure you've seen it. And if you haven't seen it, you've done it on your website yourself, right? So you want to get emails like that. And then that way you want to read that. Like, for instance, I remember receiving an email from my insurance company talking about what they were going to do because of COVID for us, the consumer. You know, and that was quite nice. So those are things that you want to do. You want to manage expectations. So you want to do the same thing. When you see stuff like that, you want to kind of, I don't want to say mimic it, but you want to model something like that, because it really puts you in a mature business position, and you want to do that. Okay. Because as the situation continues, you're going to have interruptions in your own business. So you want to continue communicating with your audience via email. And it's a good way of doing it. You know, it's you want to keep them updated with stuff, you know, like, you know, you must have face coverings, or it depends on your business. It's hard. The call I was on was easier for me to directly respond, because these were all nail salons and barbershops, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, they did a poor job of doing this very same thing we're talking about right now. The number one thing that I always say is you want to manage expectations. Manage your consumer's expectations. Mimic what the big boys are doing. I'm sure you got the same email that I got from your insurance company about what they were going to do to COVID-19. So you want to do stuff like that as well, you know, and you want to continue doing it as we break out of the pandemic. As we go back into a normal situation, although they're calling this the new normal, and like a buddy of mine said, if someone else says that one more time, I think I'm going to slap him upside the head. I'm not saying that, but, you know, he's a little upset about hearing it all the time. But you want to, you know, this is the new normal, so you want to keep managing people's expectations during the new normal. That's what I'm saying about manage expectations. Number two, you definitely want to increase your content marketing. Now, I know you're probably thinking, well, Frank, isn't sending emails and updating my website with information, isn't that increased content marketing? Yes and no. But here's what I mean by you want to increase your content marketing. You got to remember, although some states are slowly reopening, you know, restaurants and other businesses, others are still locked down, like at least here, like in like the massage areas. So you gotta understand that you gotta, you know, increase this, you know, you have to understand this. So this is a general thing. So you want to increase your contact marketing. See, you got to understand that some are looking to learn new skills and increase their industry knowledge. Some of these people that are down. Others just are looking for connections or entertainment, right? So these people who are down, they're looking for these things. But you got to understand, but whatever the reason, people spent 20% more time in apps in Q1 of 2020, including Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, than in 2019. And Facebook reports that the traffic on their platform had risen over 50% over Q1 2019. Why? Because everyone is home. So since more people are home and more people are actually, even though social media was a way to get all of their information anyway, it just increased tremendously over, and you know, over time because of COVID. So think about it. That's more people that are doing it and then have eyeballs. So you want to increase your content marketing. I'm talking about content marketing from a social media standpoint. That is, so I should have be clear on that. So the other thing was emails, and you know, you want to manage expectations with emails with that's your current clientele. But remember, these are people who may not be clients of yours already that are on these platforms just getting information from others. And if you market properly, you will get their attention. Okay? You're going to get their attention 100% because you're doing the right content marketing, consistent content marketing. And it's going to boost your web traffic just by doing that. Okay. Number three, you want to focus on building leads for future sales, which actually is something like what I was talking about earlier and with number two. That's what number two is going to do. So if you're going to, a lot of people say, well, you know, this doesn't feel like an appropriate time for selling. You know, a lot of people come up, well, Frank, and this came up in the webinar that I was telling you about, or the Zoom meeting that turned into a webinar. this is not the time for selling. Here's the deal. And it's like, I'm going to coin a phrase from my good friend, Jennifer Flynn. You're not selling, you're serving. You have to convert your mindsets from, oh, you know, it's not an appropriate time for selling, or hey, the optimum time to serve your people. Because that's what we do as entrepreneurs. We serve our audience. Okay? So if you change your mindset a little bit to that, number three, focus and building leads for future sales will become a breeze. So if you think about it, you want to prepare now for future sale opportunities and you want to build your leads. So if you generate leads through, say, email marketing, like maybe through an email marketing tool, you could ask for referrals or something like that. Or you can consider using this time to make a new lead magnet. See, a lot of people were resistant on this before. A lot of brick and mortar businesses that I deal with have been resistant on creating lead magnets. Now is a great time because more people are online. Create a lead magnet. Gather email addresses. Run a few Facebook lead generation campaigns, you know, and ask people to subscribe to a newsletter. Anything like that is going to build future sales because these are new people who otherwise, because, you know, who just because they are online more now, otherwise probably would not, you know, have done business with you. So you gotta, you want to take advantage of that. Number four, you want to keep posting on social media. You want to be top of mind. Doesn't matter if your brick and mortar business is closed. I have several clients who are closed down still. They do massages. And I'm always telling them, okay, we're not doing it for you, but I want you to do it. I want you to continue doing. Post on social media. Tell people what's going on. And post often. All right. So have a schedule of when you post. You want to build a buzz. You want to do, like, say, throwback posts, previous events and launches that you've done. You want to talk about what's going on in your business now. Maybe if you're continuing to talk to your current business associates. Hey, I was with so and so the other day, and you know we you know I'm thinking about an idea of doing this when we reopen. What do you guys think? Get your audience involved. You want to post often on social media. Very, very, very important. Tip number five. You want to think about a pay-per-click campaign. Now, pay-per-click is one of my favorite digital marketing strategies. Why? Because you get results fast. I mean, instant. So, you know, maybe Google AdWords is not for you, but think about a Facebook ad campaign that's a pay-per-click model, which is not bad. And the reason why I'm saying Facebook, I want you to think about a couple of things here. So the world, Facebook worldwide, their cost per impression, per CPM model, there's a cost per 1,000 impressions. They hit an all-time low of $1.95 in early April of this year. Okay? So think about it. That's 36% lower than the average over the past 2 years. So in a Facebook, another data that you should think about, and this is why I'm bringing this up, is that a Facebook pay-per-click campaign, the average cost is 11 cents per click in January this year, right? And then that even went lower in March to 9 cents per click. So in January it was 11 cents, and then in March it went down to 9. So you want to consider a pay-per-click campaign on Facebook as well in a way to get the word out about your business. Maybe the different promotions you want to talk about, maybe just run a couple of engagement campaigns just to keep word of mouth going. People love that stuff. People understand that people want to know what you're doing differently with COVID. Maybe you reopened slightly with the new normal and you want to post pictures of your reopening and you run an ad campaign so people outside of the general area see it. So when they drive by, they go visit your store, your restaurant, your store, whatever it is that, whatever business you're in. I mean, I have a med spa that just opened, and I'm working with them to get this done right now as we speak. Number six, you want to offer education. Now this is something that was a little bit of a stickler for a lot of people on the call. Because think about it. If you ever thought about launching an online course or even a, you know, just to improve your different revenue, you're thinking about different revenue streams, right? Everyone thinks about different revenue streams. So think about launching an online course. something in your industry that could be another arm of your business, another revenue stream. So if one thing that I've noticed over COVID, and not noticed this, I actually saw the statistic. LinkedIn learning professional development courses actually saw 3 times of an increase in time spent on courses with in April versus January. 3 times. That's the LinkedIn Learning Professional Development courses. Think about that. 3 times more in that short time frame between January and April. They saw, April saw 3 times more than in January. And then Cornerstone Learning, which offers employee training to a variety of companies, saw a 75% increase in course registration in March. When did COVID hit? March. Think about this. So you want to offer education because people are taking this time and this extra time to learn new skills. You know, so what can you teach? Think to yourself, what can you teach? And what can you teach and put online better still? So you want to offer education. I don't care what businesses you're in. You can offer some sort of online course that's going to be an extra revenue stream. It's just the way business is. There's no way you can tell me, no, my business is unique. No, you can come up with an online course. I'll tell you what, if you can't come up with something, click on the link in the show notes where it has a contact us link. Contact us and I can help you come through with one of these things, because at least get some ideas in your head, because I really remember, this is AKA the new normal, right? And we may be in this for a little while. We're in August already. And at least in this area, it's different. It's not like we're was back in March and April. I tell you that, thank God. But it's still different from when it was in January, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm talking about the weather. So number 7, last but not least, you want to mind your message. Consumers don't mind that companies are advertising and marketing right now. Okay. One survey actually showed that only 8% think that companies should stop advertising. 8%, that's nothing. But marketing messages during a global crisis need to be carefully considered to avoid insensitive and downright offensive content. I can't stress that enough, you know, but you gotta mind your message. You have to mind your message. You want to avoid messaging about travel and exploration. And you want to also stay away from images that include people, you know, touching or gathering in groups. You definitely want to avoid those kind of things. Even if it's just meant as a metaphor, you know, people are particularly sensitive right now, and it's important that they take their concerns seriously. I believe so. You know, that's just my advice. But when you mind your message, you want to focus on how you can relate to people and provide, you know, help during this time. You know, and you want to provide encouragement and support for your audience. So, but instead of aiming for the sale, you want to try to connect with your prospects so that they think of you later. And that's the way it works. I actually have a story about this. I have a client of mine who does, they're home health aides. So they send people to you, to your home, to you know, to help with their with your parents, your aging parents. And you know, one of the things we did with their website is we changed. We made sure we had nurses with masks on. We put a COVID message on their website. And when they saw that, they could, and so every single post that we do on their social media, all the messaging that we do, all have new, you know, the new normal look, you know, which is because it's not odd to see someone with masks anymore. And, you know, everyone has gloves on, and some of the people has the shield on. And, you know, so it's, and all of that stuff actually helped with traffic, believe it or not. So the whole reason for all of these seven steps is to focus on your pipeline. Okay. That's what you want to focus on. It's very tempting to want to cut, you know, every ounce of fat from your budget, right? You know, it's very tempting to do that. But businesses who continue to invest in their audience, because that's what we're doing here. We want to invest in our audience. And we're always finding leads. Those are the businesses that bounce back. Okay. Do you want to bounce back from this? I mean, maybe you're a cleaning business and you've been killing it ever since COVID hit. Maybe that's you, you know. But for the rest of us who are not in the cleaning business, and we, you know, how are we going to bounce back? These are the tips that will help you. And the most important thing of all, which before I forget, is you don't want to slash your marketing budget just yet. You don't want to do that. You want to keep going, okay? So now let's go over the seven tips once again so that way we understand where we stand with these tips. Number one, you want to manage your expectations. Keep that email flowing. So you have a current list of your customers. Make sure that they understand your response to COVID-19. You want to keep that doing. If you haven't done that yet, we're in August. Hopefully you've done this already. But if you haven't done that yet, you want to do that. Number two, you want to increase content marketing. Don't stop putting out content in social media, period. Don't want to stop it. I already gave you some stats of how many people are on social media now, how much of it's increased since January, since this whole thing hit. So that gives you an indication. Be where your audience is. They're in social media. Number three, you want to focus on building leads for future sales. I gave you some pointed advice on how to do that. Number four, you want to keep posting on social media. You don't want to stop that. So the difference between two and four, in case you asked, because someone else asked me that question before, is that on number two, content marketing in general, social media is a good platform to do it, but I'm talking content in general. That means blogging. That means social media postings, et cetera, et cetera. Number four is just social media. So maybe not just content. With number four is maybe we're not talking about content here, but you want to talk about updates. You want to have what's called brand awareness. Updates of what's going on with the business. Updates of this. You know, maybe you have a new operations manager. Whatever. You want to keep that flowing. Number five, you want to think about pay-per-click campaigns on Facebook. Why? Because cost is very low now. Unbelievably low now. You could get some cheap leads just by doing that. Number six, you want to offer education. Think about another revenue stream. Do an online course of something. Okay? I gave you some ideas. And if you need some more ideas, like I said, reach out to us. we can help you out. Number seven, you want to mind your message. Be very, very sensitive to the time we're in right now. You don't know what your potential client has maybe suffered a loss in COVID-19, God forbid, and you don't want to play around with that. So mind your messages, okay? So that's about it for this episode, folks. I hope you got a lot out of it. And before I let you go, I just want to remind you that if you need a topic if you need any topic that you want us to talk about on this show, you know how to reach us, 888-416-7752. And if you want to be a guest, if you have something that you want to, you know, maybe promote, or you have a message to give to the audience, same way, 888-416-7752, and someone will get you on the schedule. So that's about it for now, folks. Until next time, take care and bye for now. Peace out, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.